You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be a fun conversation. I'm really excited about this movement, and I think it's got, I'm curious to see what this our gentleman guest today thinks, how this movement's trending in Atlanta.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. You know, living large and bigger being better isn't always the case.
So
we're going to find out more about that in just a few.
And a cool festival to talk about as well. So let's say hello to our guest. His name is Will Johnston. He is the executive director of Tiny House Atlanta. Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. Appreciate you making time. Got a big festival starting just tomorrow. So appreciate you making the time to come by and see us today. But before we get into the Decatur Tiny House Festival, Will, take a minute or two and tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of what Tiny House Atlanta is all about.
So it's kind of interesting of how I have gotten to right here where I am. About 3.5 years ago, I just had that moment of like, is this life? Can I do something else? Can something be bigger? And so I did what probably 98% of Americans will not do, and that is quit your job and sell everything. And I traveled. I just went straight to New Zealand and backpacked and worked on vineyards for about 3 months. And it's not necessarily that whole connect with nature thing. It was just like, you know what? Time out. You know what? I'm in this race that I don't even know what I'm racing towards. And I wanted to know, hey, there's got to be something else I could do. I can make a difference instead of just making a difference for a company or an organization. So after 3 months of having a great time in New Zealand, I came back to Atlanta because I've lived here for over, 10 to 12 years. And my network's here. And I said, okay, if anything's going to happen, it's going to be in Atlanta. And as I got here and I came back, I realized I'm an instant minimalist. Like, I own nothing. I mean, I sold my brand new car that I just bought this year. And I'm just like, what am I thinking? But you know what was nice? I didn't have any responsibility. I didn't have any of that weight of life, coming down on you and saying, you must pay your mortgage and you must pay this bill because you got to keep up with the Joneses and all this stuff. So I was like, well, who else is doing this? And I started seeing all this news come across my social media and my searches. And it was this tiny house movement. And it was this idea of less space, more life. The idea that you don't have to live in that big of a space and you can still have quite a productive and amazing life. So I was like, you know what? This is fascinating. Let's explore this. And I just started Tiny House Atlanta on a meetup. Meetup.com is a great tool to connect with people who have same interests. Mm-hmm. And it just organically grew year after year from the original 11. Now we're at like 2,000 plus, in the local region of Atlanta. And we are the largest education advocacy group for the Tiny House movement in the nation. So it's just amazing to be here. And so now Tiny House Atlanta has embodied the idea of like, all right, we need to educate and advocate for this movement. People want to live this lifestyle. Well, how can we do it? Who do we need to talk to? So we're talking from everyone under the sun, from municipalities and governments of how they can incorporate and strategically implement using micro dwellings, tiny house living, to just someone who's just like, you know what? I live in a 3,000 square foot house and it's just me and my husband. What do I do? And I'm like, well, step one, get rid of stuff. It's like
so nice to get rid of stuff.
I know it is. It's so therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And some people just like hold on to it for dear life. And it's like, well, my great aunt gave me this. I'm like, yeah, but it's not doing you any favors. And Todd, it's moved how many times with you?
Well, what I always say to people, I'm a minimalist.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were aware of that, but people, that's one of the biggest hangups is the family heirloom.
Yes.
And they say, well, I can't get rid of it. Never mind the fact that it's wrapped in cellophane in a box back in a very deep corner of the basement.
Yeah. And you every time you move, you see it and you're like, oh.
So I always tell people, I say, is it the actual physical thing? Is it
Yes.
is holding the little statue or candle from 1897 that is it touching and feeling the thing that gives you warmth, or is it the memory behind it?
Exactly.
And so if chances are, it's the memory behind it. So take a lovely photograph of it, store it to Dropbox, donate to someone who would appreciate it,
exactly.
And then you can scroll through your pictures and you can get all these warm memories.
Exactly.
But that's hard for a lot of people. But
and it's hard for my parents. Well, not my dad, my mom. She has like, I think like 6 or 7 dining room tables.
Oh my gosh.
And she hates when I tell this story, but it's just like each table has a memory and it's attached to an exact person. So I'm like, when I go home, I just have anxiety. I'm just like, there's so much stuff here. Mm-hmm. And my dad's just like, yes.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Okay, whatever, dear. So,
so much stuff.
You know, I love my parents and they're actually going to come down and then be here tomorrow as well. So just looking forward to it. They came and surprised me last year with our first Decatur Tiny House Festival. And I was told that not too many festivals in Decatur garner a line wrapping around the block. And it was me and the Beer Fest. So I took that as a compliment.
There you go.
All right. Well, so the tiny house movement, I'm sorry, Carol, step on you. The tiny house movement is growing.
Yes.
Now, it used to be found only on minimalist blogs.
Right.
But now it's starting to become a little bit more mainstream. You're starting to see it in more regular kinds of architectural and in real estate and construction references. For someone listening who's tiny house, what are you talking about? Can you kind of give them a quick definition of what we're actually talking about here?
So actually, you know, it's funny because the definition actually has a broad one. Because even though the shows have done, the TV shows have done amazing in giving us a megaphone to talk about this. But a lot of people, when they say tiny houses, they're thinking just wheel-based homes, which are going to be at the Decatur Tiny House Festival tomorrow. And I mean, but if you think about it, that's the easy way to get these awesome structures there. They're on wheels already. People can view them. But what Tiny House Atlanta also does is work on projects that are foundation based. And we actually did our research. We did research and did a survey last year. We had about 900 people take this survey. And we wanted to define, we were like, we are going to be able to say that is the person, that the demographic that we are helping. And what was fascinating is that it's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From 18 to 85, millennials to retirees, I have this group of people just looking to exist in attainable space, a good, well-built, attainable space. And they want it to be in a walkable area that allows them to have a bigger life. So, you know, when people say, well, define what a tiny house is, I'm like, okay, you can say it's under 500 square feet. They're like, well, is it on wheels or on foundation? I'm like, well, yes, it can be, you know? So, but what I find, you know, to be able to, it's the person who's ready to downsize, ready to pay less bills, be more involved in their community, have a more intentional life, instead of what we've gotten used to is that, you know, going home, putting up the garage door, putting it down, and then being in our private backyards, not talking to our neighbors. So as I come through and talk to these different groups and different people that are interested in this movement, they're looking for that intentional community of being a part of something bigger. And so, well, there's so much more to this movement than the cool small space. Don't get me wrong. The cool small space is what drives a lot of people to it. But then it's that overarching community sense that people are looking for and are ready to dive into, that's what attracts them. But if you want to get to the nitty-gritty of being able to define something, we're working right now. We worked with Ryan Taylor Architect and South Face Energy Institute to retweak a tiny house appendix that actually passed the International Residential Code this year in Kansas City. And so we took that appendix, that tiny house appendix, and we adopted it for the state of Georgia.
Nice.
And it has gone through 2 rounds of 3 of voting to approve this tiny house appendix on a state level. And so that's huge. And right now it looks like it's going to pass. So we are able to define a tiny house on foundation now, again, under 400 square feet to give the parameters of how to build it in the state of Georgia. Now, of course, with all zoning and codes, again, and with what we do, it's about educating how to use this knowledge. And also, once the state approves it, now you got to go to the counties. Mm-hmm. Once the counties approve it, now you got to go to the city. So it's like a really long waterfall and a spillage over to one to another. And also, too, it's negating fear and saying, you know, I'm not saying everyone wants to build this, but know that there is a huge market that people want this. Mm-hmm. But not, you know, obviously, too, but I don't want people living in crappy homes. No one wants to live in a crappy home. Yeah. But I want to make sure that people are building them in a way that are code compliant and can sustain. Mm-hmm. You know, we want these structures to last.
It's just fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about the festival. So
yes.
It starts tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, where do the houses come from? How many houses will be there? What does it cost? All that.
So right now we have up to around 20 plus tiny homes coming from a number of organizations. One that I'm very excited about is our tiny house office, actually. So we have partnered with the City of Atlanta Resilient Office, Stephanie Stuckey. They have helped us put together and fund building a tiny house office on wheels.
Cool.
It is going to be completely off-grid. We have a Tesla Powerwall and solar panels on it. So it's going to be kind of like the piece de resistance, I guess you could say, of the tiny homes. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's that idea of spatialization and the idea of what else could we do with this movement. And that's being brought to you by the Tiny House Atlanta and also our sister organization, the MicroLife Institute. Then we've got tiny home builders from Cumming, Georgia. They're going to bring their awesome 12-by-8-foot structure. I mean, it's just so awesome of what 96 square feet looks like.
Wow.
Then we've got some awesome people from North Georgia, Mustard Seed Tiny Homes, Shelter Supply Company out of Douglasville, bringing their Explorer and Venture model, which is going to be really cool. Hummingbird Tiny House is going to be, they're down out of Danville, Georgia. They're going to bring, I think, close to 4 tiny homes.
Wow. And,
from a variety of sizes as well, from 150 to, I think, 350 square feet, all on wheels. And then we've got Big Heart Tiny House, Build Tiny, and then Bears Tiny Home. So we've got a variety, and we're still getting more in. I was actually on the phone today. You know, this festival is up until the last minute. So here we are at the last day just before we go. And, you know, if I get a call, it's like, yeah, bring it out. I'm sure we can fit you in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the idea is to, you know, I don't charge the tiny home builders. You know, they're the reason why people show up. So with the tiny houses, we've got them there in the field, you know, off of Commerce Drive in West Trinity. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also excited about the content that we've created. So our speaker series is phenomenal. Kicking off with our keynote tomorrow night, Steve Nygren from Serenby.
Excellent.
I mean, people were also like, you know, why did you choose Steve? I'm like, Steve has embodied housing innovation.
Right.
I mean, for Serenby to develop what he's doing down there, it's just awesome. So it was just really cool.
They have tiny houses on that property.
They do. From actually the Auburn 20K house, Rusty, who is, I guess, oversees that program, he's speaking at our festival this weekend as well.
Good.
So again, I found these awesome experts that has said, you know what? I don't see us going in this direction. It's that Steve Jobs mentality of like, you know what? You don't know what you want until I show it to you. Because I have a vision. And so I love those people because we do need to press the envelope and look beyond what we have now and really think through, well, what could we do? And so we have other partners from the City of Clarkston, Mayor Ted Terry, to Resilient Atlanta, Stephanie Stuckey, the City Planning Commissioner of the City of Atlanta, Tim Keene is going to be speaking. Southface Institute will be there as well. Also, some of my favorite gals, Catherine Lee and Claudia Morris Barclay, they're going to be speaking how to downsize and organize your way to happiness.
There you go.
And that's like always a sold out speaking session. So and we also have some amazing sponsor speakers. The Mitsubishi Cooling and Heating, they're going to be talking about energy efficiency. And this actually applies to your actual home, not just a tiny house efficiency model. You know, this is actually creating a sustainable home that does cut your costs and helps you have a healthier existence. We also have Alternative Apparel. They are actually our t-shirt sponsor this year, and they're going to be designed an awesome t-shirt for us at the festival. But they're going to be talking how to build your minimal wardrobe.
Ooh.
And so, again, if you know the look and you know how to rock it, why not just rinse and repeat, maybe just in different colors or, you know, add some flair. So they're bringing in a subject matter expert to speak to that. So we've got such a variety. And I think we have close to 30 speakers talking about a variety of topics from finance to is this right for you to how to downsize to just the over 38,000 feet idea of like, how do we do this? You know, and that's where, you know, we bring in like Ted Miltades from the Department of Community Affairs from the state of Georgia, where he's helped drive the tiny house appendix. So I've got all these people who were all playing in the sandbox and it all makes sense that we're there. And we're just all having these great different conversations throughout the weekend.
There's so many directions to go here. I feel like it's almost necessary that we talk about the importance of minimalism and simple living.
Yes.
And we don't have the time to really get into that. But it's not just physical clutter, it's mental clutter that
yep.
causes us a lot of stress that a lot of us don't realize. I guess the question in the context of tiny houses is, I mean, I'm the classic guy who had the 3,000 plus square foot home, a 3-car garage and 3 cars, and that let alone there were only 2 people that lived in the home. Today, I live in an 1,100 square foot apartment, and it includes my wife and I. We both work from there, and we have 2 large dogs. You can survive in a minimal space, and I think you're going to find that it's all you live in is just a functional space. You may have this giant McMansion, but if you identify, where are the rooms I actually spend time in?
Exactly.
That's all you need.
I saw a study that it showed the footprint traffic of what you actually use. And the average American actually only utilizes about 250 square feet of their house a day. And that's your bedroom, your bathroom, and your kitchen. Yep. And that basically is your tiny house. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want to be sleeping where you're watching TV and things like that. So I think there is a huge thing in differentiation. Yes, that. So I was just saying, like, this is for sleeping. This is for living. This is for eating. But also, I love what, I don't know if people think about this, but what small spaces do for you. They propel you forward. And not only that it takes less to clean, but like, you know what? I'm in my place and, you know, I've cleaned everything. I've done everything I need to do here, but you know what? I'm done. I'll go outside now. I'll go for a walk. I don't know if it's conscious or a subconscious thing, but small spaces push you forward. Whether you're climbing the ladder or you're wanting to grow, I think living in a small space, it's not like you graduate and get your first job and buy a McMansion. You know, you get your first small space to help you grow. And also too, with our ways, we don't stay in one house very long anymore. Like my grandparents lived in their house for over 50 years. That doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
So I'm just asking that these smaller structures be seen as legitimate housing options for us because, you know, whether you're up on times and just want to live small or you've hit a hard life and, you know, something happened in financial ruin and you just need to start over again, there's a spot for you. But I also don't want it to be stigmatized to saying that only this demographic uses tiny houses. I think it's for everyone because in the society, we want everything. You know, the BMW made their one series, that small little car. I mean, and it's still a luxury car. I mean, you can still make an amazing quality product, but it's, again, to each their own.
Well, if you've never researched this, and I suspect that's part of the goal of the festival is to make you aware of some of the possibilities, there's some really, and you mentioned Serenby.
Yeah.
And there's a home that costs like $20,000.
Yes.
That they built there and modeled there and demonstrated there. I mean, it's an amazing home.
Yes.
It's all the house you need. Look, here's the deal. We could talk for another couple hours on the philosophy behind this and about the principles and the benefits to simplifying your life and all that. We don't have that kind of time. I guess the best thing to do, since we're way over our time allotment, final details on the festival itself. How do you, I mean, do you need to get tickets? Where do you get information? All that stuff.
So if you go to tinyhouseatlanta.com and just click on that festival tab at the top, everything is there. But from our VIP tickets, which are $75, and that gets you into the VIP preview party on Friday, tomorrow night from 6 to 10. Mm-hmm. It's only 500 tickets sold. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple left. So feel free to go online and grab those. And that will be online only for those sales. But then our festival itself, 10 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, $20 a day, $35 for the weekend. And if you get the VIP ticket, it's you get the whole weekend. And the reason I do weekend tickets is because I have different speakers speak on different days. And I think the content is so important that people want to hear and listen. But again, the festival hours of the VIP event tomorrow night from 6 to 10, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days.
Well, I can vouch for the lifestyle of simplifying your home, simplifying and removing all these clutter and possessions that you don't need or want or frankly use. It's game-changing in terms of how you live your life. So I can vouch for that. Will Johnston, the executive director of Tiny House Atlanta, hosting the Decatur Tiny House Festival starting on the 29th. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Great to be here.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Will Johnston, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for checking in and tuning in with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.